Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have with us Roland Vessel, CEO of Synergy Energy. Good day, Roland. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Good day to you.
It's good to speak to you again. You had an RNS on the 30th of September about a planned farm out for Cambay. So why do you think the C77H refract results will be encouraging for that to be successful?
Well, there's a number of reasons, Rob. First of all, we've established a plateau gas production from the two new zones that we perforated and fracked. And hitherto, we had issues regarding liquid production. These wells come with a fair amount of gas condensate, which is obviously in liquid form. And what was encouraging from my perspective was that we were able to successfully undertake the refrac operation. Incidentally, we've isolated the original four zones, so they are bridged off with a bridge plug. So we've been looking at these two new zones that we've fracked as a way to establish a methodology for future new well development. It's important to note that C77 has been on production on and off since 2014, so it's a depleted well, and the exercise here was to ensure that we could efficiently frack this this formation, this Eocene formation, and establish a steady gas production, which we've achieved. It's also important to note that a recent gradient pressure survey that we conducted indicates that we still have a column of gas condensate from about 450 meters to the bottom of the well at about 1950 meters. And that is obviously inhibiting the gas flow. So the fact that we've established gas flow rates on a plateau basis is a very good sign. And the well is still cleaning up. So it started off about 150,000 scf a day when we installed the production tubing. It's now about 250,000 scf a day. So the flow rate is increasing. And when you look at a new well, which we will drill horizontally and we will have multiple zones, we think that we need about 4 million scf a day from a new well to give us robust economics. And that was at the old gas price, which has just gone up from $6.10 an MCF to about, I think it's $8.57 an MCF. So we've had a fairly substantial increase in gas sales price. But we can frack wells in multiple zones for a very small incremental cost. So the majority of the cost for fracking exercises is in the mobilization of the equipment and demobilization. The number of zones that we perforate and frack adds a limited level of incremental cost. So to contemplate a well with 20 zones is very economic. And on that basis, I think we can achieve the levels of production that we need for good economics or for a full field development. And that's got to be attractive to potential farmy companies. The farm out exercise has already started. We're preparing the documentation, the data room, etc. But I think, you know, the fact that we can actually drill wells, perforate them, frack them, and establish gas production on a steady plateau, that's very encouraging for potential farmies.
I think you've answered what my second question was going to be about the current status of the well and the prospects for the production improvement. The important question the shareholders will want to know is when they will hear about the farm out results and what the implications would be for you.
Well, I think the process will start. Will take about 2 to 3 months to complete, and the implications for the company are pretty important because If we establish a reliable and solid farm out partner, the joint venture will embark on a full field development. We'll be drilling wells next year, establishing solid cash flow. The aim is to get production levels over about 10 million scf a day, at which point we can contemplate tying into the high pressure grid. Incidentally, the high pressure grid is quite close by, but we need compression to take the gas from the current pressure levels to the 40 bar of pressure that the high pressure grid operates at. But that will give us much higher pricing. That's LNG marginal pricing. So right now we're getting about $8.50 an MCF. The high pressure sales price is running at about $40 an MCF, so it will give a significant increase in sales price.
Okay, and not too far away in the future that we'll hear back about that. Let's talk a bit about things a bit closer to home and the status of the CCS project in the UK. Can you give us an update there?
Yeah, we spent an intense 3 4 months working up an application for two storage licenses as part of the NSTA's first round of carbon storage licensing. We had to do a lot of technical work because the original target stores, which were two fields called Esmond and Forbes, they were excluded from this current round due to a potential overlap with wind farm activities. We haven't given up on those two target structures. In fact, we're hoping that towards the end of next year they will be included in a second round of licensing. But we have had to move very quickly to identify alternatives, which we have done. There's a considerable amount of technical work that we had to do to work up the applications. The good news is that our scheme is a marine scheme, and it involves a floating injection storage and offloading vessel, which would be parked over the structures where we store the CO2. Unlike a pipeline and a fixed platform arrangement, we don't really care where we store the CO2 as long as it's within a sort of reasonable radius of the emitters, which are based in the Medway hub area. So we could respond quite quickly, and we think we've put in a very professional couple of applications, and we're reasonably confident about the result. We should hear back whether we've been successful. The beginning of next year.
Okay, good to hear. And it's been a busy year for you. So my question is, are you satisfied with the progress you've made over the last 12 months?
Well, I think given that when I came on board, we had no production, we had still some outstanding work to do with regards to the purchase from GSPC. We have established production. We've resolved a lot of issues. So we have an operational company now with a pretty solid operations team in India. We created a very innovative CCS project from scratch, which has been well received by BASE. It's a merchant scheme, by the way, so we don't rely on government funding, and given the economic climate and the economic forecast, I think it's very good that there's a scheme that we've put together that stands on its own 2 feet from an economic perspective rather than relying on government handouts. So very enthused by the CCS project, and also I'm pretty enthused about the future for the Cambay field. People are focused very much on this C-77 refrac. And I do stress that, this is a depleted well, so it's the methodology that we set out to prove with regards to fracking, as opposed to thinking that this well was going to make us rich, shall we say, from gas production. Having said that, the well is cleaning up, the production is increasing, and we are working on a artificial lift scheme. We're developing a pumping solution to lift the condensates, and that will further increase the gas production. So I'm pretty enthused all round.
Okay, fair enough. The last question I've got then is about the shares, and do you think they're undervalued, and if so, why?
Well, I do think we are a very, very undervalued company. Just 200 BCF of gas reserves in India, that's worth several $100 million. They're onshore reserves, solid pricing. The Indian government is very supportive of the sector. We've had a huge amount of help from the DGH, the Directorate of Hydrocarbons. They've been very supportive. They are very encouraging on our activities. So, from that perspective, I think the attitude towards India should be revised, because the government of India is very supportive of the hydrocarbon sector. India is a very, very strong consumer of gas, and they need indigenous gas supplies. And we potentially are a low-cost provider of those gas supplies, with some very attractive pricing available to us. So, just from that perspective, I think we are seriously undervalued. CCS, I think it's going to be very big business for us, and it's very hard to pin a value on that right now. But I think over the coming years, this will be a very, very big activity for the UKCS operators, and we should be part of that. So from that perspective, I think there's a lot to look forward to for the shareholders.
Yeah, I think it's that's a good explanation. Roland, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for taking the time just to bring us up to speed, and we'll look forward to your next update.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.